You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Welcome to Day 16. Our reading today is from the Book of Numbers, chapter 24. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel encamping tribe by tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his discourse and said, The oracle of Balaam, the son of Beor, the oracle of the man whose eye is opened, the oracle of him who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down but having his eyes uncovered. How fair are your tents, O Jacob! Your encampments, O Israel, like valleys that stretch afar, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water shall flow from his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters. His king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brings him out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the horns of the wild ox. He shall eat up the nations, his adversaries, and shall break their bones in pieces, and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down like a lion, and like a lioness, who will rouse him up? Blessed be everyone who blesses you, and cursed be everyone who curses you. We have here a vision of Israel by Balaam. And in his vision, he describes Israel with various images and uses several metaphors to show the good that will come upon Israel. Let's focus on the first four images and see what they say about Israel, the people of God. We first read that the encampments of Israel are like valleys that stretch afar. Valleys, as we know, are formed by the erosion of land by a flowing river. If Israel will be like a long valley, it will have a life-giving resource and have it in abundance. We know that rivers and water are a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Israel will be a nation marked and shaped by the Holy Spirit. Next, we read that Israel is like a garden beside a river. If Israel is like a garden beside a river, it will be a fruitful and well-watered garden, beautiful, and one that yields its fruit in its season. This image is followed by one of a plant that thrives even in the absence of water. We read that Israel will be like aloes that the Lord has planted. Aloes are able to survive in dry and arid desert. Israel will be a hardy and robust people, able to endure hardship. Why so? Well, because the Lord has planted it. Finally, Israel is compared to cedar trees beside the waters. A cedar that grows beside the waters is a cedar that will grow strong and enjoy maturity. It will have the splendor of a full-sized tree. All these images show us something important about what God wants for his people. We can already experience these realities, though only in part. But a day is coming when God will bring this about fully with the second coming of Christ. Let us be a people that live and pray and hope for that day.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.